Death toll rises in flood hit Central Europe. Date modified colon 2024-09-16T10:4431.264Z. Description colon several people have died across the Czech Republic, Austria, Romania, and Poland following devastating floods, comma dot. Death toll rises in flood hit Central Europe. Getty Images. Polish rescuers and soldiers evacuated local residents and their pets in the village of Rudowa, southern Poland. The death toll from the floods that hit Central Europe over the weekend has risen, with more casualties recorded in the Czech Republic, Poland, and Austria. In the Czech Republic, one person drowned in a stream close to the town of Bruntál in the northeast of the country, while seven people are still missing. Four people are known to have died in Poland, although a spokesman for the Interior Ministry said the precise cause of death was still to be determined in at least one case. And in Austria, two people aged 70 and 80 died in the northeast of the country. One of them, a resident of the town of Hobersdorf, was apparently trying to pump water out of his apartment when he drowned, Austrian media reported. Eight deaths were recorded over the weekend in Poland, Romania, and Austria, where a firefighter was killed during a flood rescue operation. Although conditions have stabilized in some parts of Central Europe, others are bracing themselves for more disruption and danger. In Slovakia, the overflowing of the Danube River caused flooding in the old town area of the capital, Bratislava, with local media reporting that water levels exceeded 9 m, 30 feet, and were expected to rise further. Reuters, a flooded area in Nysa, Poland, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban said on X that he had postponed all his international obligations due to the extreme weather conditions and the ongoing floods in Hungary. In the Czech Republic, where some areas have seen about 3 months' rainfall in just 3 days, hundreds of households were left without power. Some parts of the country are expecting water levels to rise further, while others are still seeing heavy rainfall. Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer said the armed forces had been deployed to offer assistance to the storm-hit regions. Villages and town were submerged in eastern Romania. Emil Dragomir, mayor of Slobozia Konachi, told media that the flooding had had a devastating impact. If you were here, you would cry instantly, because people are desperate, their whole life's work is gone. There were people who were left with just the clothes they had on, he said. Thousands of people have been evacuated in Poland, including the personnel and patients of a hospital in the town of Nysa. Roads have been badly disrupted and train traffic was suspended in many parts of the country. On Monday morning, the mayor of Paczkow in southwest Poland appealed to residents to evacuate after water began overflowing in a nearby reservoir, endangering the town. In other parts of Poland, however, water levels are now falling, according to local officials. The mayor of Kłodzko City, Michael Pisko, told Polish media the water had receded and the indications were the worst was now over. Video footage from Monday morning showed that city center streets which were inundated on Sunday were now water-free, although the footage also revealed the extent of damage done to the buildings. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk said on Sunday that Ukraine had offered to send 100 emergency personnel and special equipment to help with the aftermath of the floods, adding the offer was very moving. Europe, Austria floods, Romania, Czech Republic severe weather, Poland.